Welcome to the American Hard Enduro Podcast.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Will with American Hard Enduro. This week, I'm going to talk to Hunter Williams with Sear Racing, and we're going to talk a lot about the COVID Crusher 2.0. This is an extreme enduro, hard enduro, whatever you call it. Takes place down in Holly Tree, Alabama, which is probably about an hour from Chattanooga, maybe two and a half hours from Nashville. So right now it looks like they're pushing 150 riders. It's going to be cold. It's going to be wet. It could be very interesting. So hope to see everybody out there. We're planning on getting down there early Saturday morning. Drew and I will be down there set up. I'm not sure if Blake is coming or not, but we should have some American Hard Enduro t-shirts to sell. And so stop by, say hello. Hopefully we'll see you out there, and we'll see you on the trail. Hey guys, this is Will with American Hard Enduro. I am joined by Hunter Williams with the Sear Racing Series. What's going on, Hunter?
Oh, not much, Will. How's it going?
It's going good, man. Trying to stay warm.
Yeah, it's a little chilly in the mornings, and then it warms up in the day. It's playing with us and looking like it might be a little chilly this weekend.
Yeah, no, I just washed my bike. It's like, you know, you just have to find a warm afternoon and you know, or grin and bear it. Either way, it sucks getting wet when it's so cold.
Yeah, I did the same thing today. I washed all the Holly Tree mud off from this weekend scouting around and just got to wash it off in the warm weather this afternoon. So,
cool. So if everybody didn't know, the COVID Crusher 2.0, the first Sear Series event of the year is happening this Saturday at Holly Tree Off-Road Park. Is that what it is?
Yep. Holly Tree Off-Road Park in Holly Tree, Alabama.
And Holly Tree, Alabama is just south of like the Trials Training Center. So probably a half an hour to 45 minutes past the Trials Training Center if you're coming from the east. But it's a pretty easy drive from the Knoxville area for me.
Yeah, it's pretty much all interstate. And then you hit a four lane and pretty much go all the way to Holly Tree. It's a pretty easy drive, especially if you're pulling like a big camper or something. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize how the terrain that's at Trials Training Center carries down into upper Alabama for a ways. So you've got some super gnarly rocks, some really steep hills, and, you know, I don't know, probably 400 or 500 feet of elevation change on the property.
Yeah, definitely. There's it doesn't have quite the valleys and twists and turns, but it definitely provides with perfect elevation for a hard enduro and plenty of rock.
Heck yeah. Well, let me do one thing. Hold on. Okay. Now I'm good. So you guys, Sear, y'all have been around for a minute now. I remember it seems like yesterday we were in Gary Barr's backyard, you know, riding off a cliff down a creek bed. And it's kind of evolved into a backyard series into it's a legit series now. I mean, you guys last year, Nick Faringer won the series. You had guys like Quinn Winsell coming out and Cody Webb raced one of your races. This thing just continues to grow. You know, how are y'all feeling about how everything's coming along?
Yeah, everybody's super excited. You know, Gary and Derek, they've kind of been the two head guys on this project forever now. And, you know, it started out as, like you mentioned, the backyard there. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And everybody just seems to have more and more fun at each one of the events. So, you know, good positive reviews and good feedback helps these guys want to push for bigger and better events. And I think that's what a lot of people are going to get for the 2021 series.
Absolutely. And this being the first race, I think people are super excited, even though it is kind of the middle of winter. The forecast is looking horrible. Well, it comes and goes, I guess, every day. Just depends what forecast you look at. But you guys already have over 100 hard enduro riders signed up. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think it's a 125 as of about 30 minutes ago when I checked. So
nice.
I think the record might have been like 132 or 136 beginning of last year. But I think the series will top that at round one this year. So looking forward to seeing you know, close to 150 guys, hopefully, out there.
So basically, the SEER crew, it's you and Gary and Derek Bratcher, Gary's wife, Debbie. I don't know Dave Kern. I guess he works on some of the tracks. Is that right?
Yeah. So basically, you got Gary and Derek. They're the two head honchos. Gary's obviously your face of SEER, and he's in charge of the scoring of the events and lining up all the sponsors and stuff. And then you got Derek, who's pretty much the lead trail boss. We all kind of do what he says when we show up on prep weekends about where we're going to go and what we're going to cut. And he's always right. That's our inside joke. He's always right. We look at him like he's crazy, but he's always right.
I got you.
But yeah, he's pretty much the mastermind to the cool tracks that we all get to race. Then you got Lizzie.
I was going to say, plus you have his badass wife.
Yeah, Lizzie. She's over the web design, which is always up to date, super awesome, and keeping up with everybody's points. And then I'm running a lot of the social media stuff alongside Lizzie, and then I'll be doing a lot of the media coverage at the events this year. Timo and Danger Dave, who's Dave Kern, they're two of the course helpers. Whenever they get a chance to come out and build trail, we all get out there and have a good time making track with Derek and Gary, and then plenty of other people that are, you know, would unfortunately be unmentioned, but plenty of other people to go around, the check workers and all that sort of stuff that volunteer their time.
Right on. So there's, I guess, there's two big changes or updates to the series this year. One of them being the split sign system. Can you kind of go through that a little bit?
Yeah. So last year it was the AB system. You pulled up to a check and the, gold and silver guys followed the little A placards, and then the bronze followed the B signs. This year, there's just going to be the split like normal. You'll check in. You'll see a split ahead sign before you check in, letting you know you're coming up to a scoring tent. You'll get checked in, and then you'll look for your sign that's plainly labeled for your class. You have a gold and silver line labeled, and then you have a bronze and iron line this year labeled. So it's super easy. No letters, remember. Basically, if you know what class you signed up for, just follow the sign.
I got you. So I guess I had a little trouble at one of the races. It was the cliffhanger last year, and we all came to a check at the same time. And, you know, I was getting there with bronze riders and silver riders and gold riders all together. And I guess they sent some of us the wrong direction. So that's what y'all are trying to clean up, I'm assuming.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, unfortunately, there's always going to be, you know, a few bronze guys getting in front of the gold guys the way that the splits work, just because the gold guys are going to be suffering in a tough section where the bronze guys are going to get to kind of go around. But, you know, that just adds a little more excitement for those top riders passing those bronze guys. And then, basically – eliminating any confusion at the splits and basically making it as foolproof as possible on which way you should be going.
Right on. And then the other big change for this year is the addition of the iron class. So who is the iron class? Where, you know, what's that coming from?
Yeah. So basically the bronze class still is, it looks like, this year. And last year was really big, really popular. This year they wanted to add the iron class, which would include some female participants and some guys that are new to hard enduro. Maybe it's their first one and not too sure about it, but basically just to give them a place to start in the back and, you know, just kind of ease into it. So
kind of a trail rider, you know, not a hard enduro veteran, but somebody just trying to get started.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. You know, if you're going to be running for a championship, like heavy for the bronze class, obviously iron's not going to be for you. The iron is just geared for everybody, you know, just wanting to try it and get out there and dabble their feet in it. So.
I got you. So the race this weekend, jumping back to Holly Tree, give me a little information on the format.
Yeah. The format is basically an extreme hair scramble. Dead engine start. You'll have two main checkpoints along the trail, one about a quarter of the way in and one about halfway in. And then you'll have the finish line. So you'll basically just try to go as far as you can. Obviously, your top gold, top silver, top bronze guys, they're going to do multiple laps. But, you know, even if you're not thinking you're going to get a full lap, just keep going, because those checkpoints along the route, they're gonna count you. So we'll be able to look back at who came in where and stack you in like that. So basically, you got 3 hours, and you go from 10 a.m. till, or, you know, when the green flag throws, till 3 hours is up. And then you can go back to your truck and wait on the results.
So they're going to sound a horn after 3 hours, and whatever the last check you were at, that's your position. You don't get to ride to the next check. Is that correct?
Yeah. Basically, all the checks will have a horn, and at the 3 hour cutoff, whenever somebody hears the horn, you know, somebody will hear it. They'll be sitting on the side trail and say, hey, there's the horn, you know, we're done. So it's a pretty good system. Gary Barr came up with that for the cliffhanger last year, and it seemed to work really well. So we're moving that over to 2021. So,
yeah, funny enough, I was getting lapped by Cody Webb on the very last check. I think he'd just finished. And so I pulled in next, and then they were saying, you know, all right, we're counting down. There's a girl coming, and she was probably, she had a minute or so left, and we spotted her, and Cody just takes off running down the hill, and he's literally just pulling her bike up the hill to try to get her to finish the check. And she made it. So it was pretty cool seeing him be enthusiastic about a girl finishing another check.
Yeah, Christina Zamuda, she definitely got that check in with the help of Cody and some other guys, and that was super cool. And that goes back to, you know, keep moving. I mean, obviously she could have made it herself, but with the help of them, you know, she definitely got that check in because she kept moving. So
for sure. Okay, do you know the two checks that are in the woods? I know one of them is at the top of Meltdown Mountain. Do you know where the other one is, or have any idea?
Yeah, Meltdown Mountain will be the first one, about a quarter of the way through, and then back near the pit area, that'll be clearly labeled in the field. That's going to be check number two, and that's the Copperhead Creek check. And then the finish line is over back at Nico's Valley.
Okay. I am working Meltdown Mountain check. I don't know if you'd heard that, but I have some dislocated ribs, so I'm not racing this weekend, but I'm going to be out there working a check. So hopefully, nice. Hopefully everybody will have encouragement for me, and I will try to encourage y'all. Maybe if I had some Attaboy stickers, I'd be giving those out, but
for sure.
Hopefully it'll be a good time seeing everybody out there. All right. So we went to Holly Tree last year, and man, it was a mess. It was slick. It was snotty, but the rocks actually have pretty good traction. The hills are just so slick. Any predictions about what the weather's going to do?
No, like we said a minute ago, it's just so tossy turny all the time right now. But I mean, Thursday, there's a good chance it's going to rain Thursday, and it did that last week, and we rode on Saturday, and it was slick. I mean, there's no denying it. In the woods and on the dirt, it's slick. But the rocks, right, the rocks have great traction. So It's so strange. You would think it'd be the inverse, but it's quite the opposite. It's strange. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's going to be slick regardless, but not much we can do about it, unfortunately.
Well, in camping at Holly Tree is really good. There's a huge open field. You've got no electrical hookups or anything like that, but super flat, level spots, grass area. I don't know, do they charge for camping, or is it part of the gate fee and stuff?
Yeah, so actually, the gate fee is $15 per person, anyone over 12 years old. And then for camping, it's $10 per vehicle per night. So you're not paying an extra gate fee for camping, really just $10 per vehicle per night, depending on how many nights you stay. And there actually is like six, I don't want to put a number on it, I think there is like five or six electrical and water hookups there.
Oh, dang.
But you need to contact the Holly Tree Off-Road for the availability on those.
Nice. All right. So kind of jumping back to 2020, obviously Nick Farringer won, Quinn Wenzel, he was the runner up, and then Chuck DeLula, he finished third. Looking ahead to 2021, obviously those three guys, I don't know if Chuck's racing this weekend, but I'm assuming he is. Those three guys are going to be fighting hard. Some new guys, like Jordan Ashburn, I guess Ryder LeBlanc is really not a new guy, but he's definitely going to be running the whole series. I mean, between those five, what do you think? I mean, it's going to be a battle, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be super awesome. I'm so excited to see these top five or six guys get at it and see what it's looking like even after lap one. But yeah, I mean, Nick, the defending champ, he's got 6 out of 7 wins for last year for the events. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Quinn, he's always a super tough guy to compete with. Chuck is actually – I just got off the phone with him a few minutes ago. He's actually not coming down to race.
Oh,
so, okay. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but he's got Ryder coming down. And Ryder's going to be a – you know, he's going to be a smoking gun ready to go for 2021.
And I'm sure most people know Ryder is riding for DRT, which is Lulo Race Team. And then Ashburn, he's on the Magna One Motorsports Husky team this year. So he's going to be racing all the GNCC races, and then he's going to be racing as many hard enduros as he can. We kind of been talking to him, and, you know, he's psyched about being on that Husky. So look out for him. Other guys, Gavin Smith, he won the Silver Clash last year, so he'll be moving up to gold. Did Jackson Davis ride silver last year?
He did, and he's moving up to gold this year as well.
So Jackson Davis on a Sherco, he's looking really good. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that have a shot at podium. Drew Kirby, Drew Dobbs, Travis Wilson, all these guys. I know Sam Silvey, he's moving up to gold. So really looking forward to seeing how all those guys do.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. And the payout is going back to 10 places. So,
oh, nice.
I mean, yeah. I mean, so you're not going to necessarily leave empty-handed as long as you're up there in the overall. So it's good. And actually, they're paying out trophies to top 10 in each class as well. So
okay.
Even the guys in the silver and bronze and iron, they're going to get trophies back to 10th. So it's pretty neat.
Very nice. So if they want to get signed up, they go to www.sear-racing.com. And do they need to get signed up online, or can you sign up day of race? How does that work?
Yep. So prefer online registration. That'll close sometime Friday evening. And then the race day registration, I think, is open from 7 to 8 a.m., but you have until like 8:30 a.m. to come pick up your rider number. If you're pre-registered, you can come pick up your rider number by 8:30.
Okay. Any sponsors you guys want to thank for this event and the whole series?
Yeah. I mean, obviously Holly Tree Off-Road, you know, thanks for having us back there. It's always great time there to come back. Obviously title sponsor being Pandora is located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They're pretty much in the epicenter of hard enduro, and they got them all, man. Any bike brand just about for hard enduro you can think of, they got it.
They have Race U?
No, I don't know who's going to be carrying that.
Okay.
I guess Quinn's the only one I know that's got one right now.
Right. Yeah, that was a bad joke. Sorry.
then Moto Lab Suspension. We got XC Gear this year. Graham Equipment. And then, like, Austin Leisure, he stepped on board with Freedom Cleaning Solutions last minute and got some stuff going. Then another cool one that some of the racers might like is the Kate's Real Food Bars. There's going to be some of those at the first round for racers to take home with them and try over the week or even at the race if they want to.
Nice.
And then, you know, tons more, but it's a big list, and, you know, we could be here all night naming them off, but thanks to everybody, obviously, that's making 2021 happen.
Oh, for sure. So COVID Crusher this weekend, and then in March, I think it's the end of March, y'all have Bootlegger Extreme. Can you kind of tease that one a little bit?
Dude, yes, it's going to be fun. March 27th. Yeah, it's going to be like probably close to a 7 or 8 mile course, and it's going to be pretty much all virgin trail with ups and downs and rock ravines. It's a lot like the TTC property with the same type of terrain and valleys and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's going to have a whole new feel to it. It's going to be really good.
So it looked like the staging is going to take place on the Keener property. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. Yep. It'll be down near the dairy farm there at the end of the road where the TTC is, and a big start field, plenty of camping there as well.
Cool. How much of like the old Cove roadbed stuff are we going to be running? Any of that?
No, you shouldn't touch any of the actual roadbed itself down on the bottom. If you touch that,
you're lost.
The reason why you're getting pulled out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you may pop out on it for 30 feet, but trying to stay off of that pretty much.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of a public right of way, more or less.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all I've got. You got anything else you want to say before we get off of here?
The one thing is the trip to Erzberg for the overall winter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the coolest part.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool experience that whoever does, like we said, those top 5-6 guys come in and battle for that. That's going to be a really cool experience to send somebody over there and seeing all of it and getting that perspective and feedback. But we also got some stuff lined up for the silver, bronze, and iron guys as well. It's not quite sending you to Europe, but or Austria or wherever, but right. Yeah, it is some really cool stuff, but we'll have some details on that stuff later. So
outstanding. Well, Drew and I, we're planning on coming down on Saturday morning real early. We'll be there all day. So hopefully anybody that, you know, listens to these podcasts, come see us, you know, say something to us. We'd love to hear from y'all. And really looking forward to it. Glad that the East Coast Hard Enduro Racing is about to kick off, even though the weather might be a little bit suspect this weekend.
Yeah, bring a rain jacket and a big, thick Patagonian. You'll be covered, hopefully.
Man, I think since I'm going to be sending a check all day, I might bring everything I need to build a fire. I mean,
Do it.
So hopefully that's allowed.
Yeah, definitely. It's already been discussed, so definitely.
Outstanding. All right, man. Well, it's good talking to you. Can't wait for this weekend. We'll see everybody out there.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, later, Hunter.
All right, later. See you.